Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right. Happy Wednesday to everybody out there. This is the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Thank you guys for listening tonight. I am your host, Paul Metters, live here at the ESPN Fresno studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. Well, we've been doing this show for a while, since September. This is a lot of fun bringing you all the great stuff that's happening at Fresno Pacific University. A full hour dedicated to all the great sports and all the great student athletes and the great coaches at the school there that I graduated from in 1994. Seems like so long ago. And back then, it was actually Fresno Pacific College, and now they are Fresno Pacific University. Tonight, we have members of the women's water polo team. They are in the house. The season has already begun. Today, we'll be chatting with Coach Brian Sahovi, and we have a first here on the Sunbird Sports Show. I am really, really excited about this show. And how about this? We're going to hear from two sets of sisters. Not two sets of twins, but two sets of sisters that are on this year's water polo team at Fresno Pacific. Tatum Benson, she's a senior, and freshman sister Frances, and two Buchanan grads in Maggie Cook and sister Emma. And of course, right, all the great news and notes for the things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University at this time. We're going to do a recap from last week, and there are tons of things that are going on at Fresno Pacific University right now. So here is the recap. This past week, both the men and women's basketball programs were in Hawaii, the islands. They went there for a three-game stretch. And both teams, how about this? They only got to go to Hawaii, but they went 2-1 each. The women started off with a 63-51 win over Hawaii Hilo. Julie Ramirez had a career-high 21 points to go along with six rebounds. Against Hawaii Pacific, they came up short and lost 61-52. However, in their last game, they won a thriller against Chaminade, 61-58. Anissa Rillo had 9 points, and Clovis High's Jasmine Hugh added 8. On the men's side, they took down Hilo 65-52. Freshman Liam Switzer led the way with 13 points and 8 rebounds. They would eventually fall to Hawaii Pacific 62-46 to end their four-game winning streak, but they bounced back, beating Chaminade 72-65, claiming the season sweep against the Silver Swords. Senior Ryan Abbott had a career-high 17 points and 6 rebounds in that one. Women's tennis opened up conference play, having a three-game stretch in the week, starting with an opening loss to Biola. They put up a close fight the following day against Dominican, but fell 5-2. Yumi Uoku had a great day, winning her singles and doubles matches. In their last game, the ladies fell 5-2 against Stanislaus State. Yumi won her singles match 6-love, 6-love, and former guest Dami Paula also won in straight sets. Men's tennis had their great season opener, beating ranked Biola in a resounding 5-2 victory. The men started off winning the doubles point with Martin Ramirez and Gregor Klimask winning 6-2. Clovis High's Brody Soderston and Emilio Seelbach won 6-3. In singles, Klimask clinched the match with a three-set win. The win earned the men the PacWest Conference Team of the Week award. Good for them. And it is baseball season. The team went 3-1 in a four-game stretch at home against Western Oregon. The second series at Dan Martin Stadium got off to a huge start, leading game one 10-0 after two innings, thanks to Austin Kappa's first inning grand slam. They took game one 18-6. Game two, 2-1, and game three, 5-0. But dropped game four, 5-3. Former guest Connor Simone started game three and was nasty, pitching a complete game shutout, allowing just 3 hits and striking out 7. The performance earned Connor a second consecutive PacWest Pitcher of the Week honor, as well as the NCBWA West Region Pitcher of the Week. The Birds are currently ranked 9th in the West region. All right, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to hear from members of the women's water polo team at Fresno Pacific University, including Coach Brian Sahovi and Tatum and Frances Benson. Sorry, you've been listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. We're going to take a break, and we're going to hear from them in just a moment.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. This is 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live here at the studio across from Bullard High School. We got Brian Sahovi, the women's water polo coach at Fresno Pacific University, and sisters Tatum and Frances Benson. Tatum is a senior, and Frances is a freshman. All right, how you guys doing on this fine Wednesday evening?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, this is your second time?
Yeah, right, here in the fall, show. And yeah, back now in the spring.
All right, so where we at with water polo season, right? Obviously, it's going to rain. Right, it's gonna be rain for the next day or two, but it's water polo season.
Yeah,
right? Where are you guys at with that?
Hoping the rain clears up for our game on Friday, but we're at the very beginning. We've played four games, so went down to a tournament a few weeks ago, played three games, and had a home game last week, and 2 weeks ago, and this last weekend we were off, and just prepping and got a game coming up. So we're really early in the season.
So what have you learned about the team over the last few games? Like still trying to fill some things out, set some rotations. What's that look like for you guys?
No, we still got a few things. We're still trying to iron some kinks out in. Rotations is one of them, and just kind of our depth chart where we're at, and some small little things. But this is a dynamic team, and I've been telling them that from the beginning. I think we have the ability to be really creative with the stuff that we do, and just move girls around and play them in different positions at different times throughout the game. And I think we're gonna be able to do some fun things with this group this year.
And we got a couple really good players to your right, and one pretty special player, right? You got the all-time leading scorer here to our right with Tatum, and we're gonna get to know the girls in just a second. But
yep.
Coach, why don't you kind of just set up like what she brings to the program, what she brings in the pool, and her records, and right, it's pretty awesome to coach a player of her caliber, right?
Yeah, she is confident and she is determined. One of the things that we've had to work through over the years is once the ball gets in her hand, she doesn't want to let it go, and so she will just fight until that ball is in the back of the net. And so, it was teaching her some finesse, getting her to understand like you can let go of it, you can pass it, it's okay. It's not a bad thing, but that determination and that fight that she has is really what got her where she's at. Like she's just tenacious and gritty, and she just works hard.
What's a good comparison, Coach? Like, I don't know, in a basketball game, is it like when you need a bucket, right? You look for your star player, you set some screens and set something up. Is that kind of the case?
Yeah, she is. Get the ball to Tatum. She's going to make something happen. But she's also really aware. She's creative. She has a lot of breakaways, a lot of counterattacks. She anticipates well, and she's gotten a lot of goals off of just kind of sneak attacking goalies. So, ball will get stolen, turned over, they'll pass it back to the goalie, and we'll all start transitioning, looking around, and next thing I know, Tatum's got the ball from the goalie, and she's putting it the back of the net, and we're just like, okay, we'll have to go back to video to find out what just happened, because, she's just a really crafty player. And so.
And Frances, as a freshman, Tatum's younger sister, right? So I'm sure great expectations for her, but how do you see her fitting in the program this season?
She's already kind of making her mark. It took her a few weeks. I haven't seen a whole lot, but the last week of practice here, she is really kind of stepping into her own, and it's been really fun to watch. She's got that same tenacity and that same fight, and it's fun to see her battle against some of the older girls. And so I really do think she's going to come into her own and really kind of have her own style of game. I try not to compare younger siblings with older siblings. She's going to make her own mark and have her own style of water polo, and I'm excited to see that as it develops.
All right, Tatum, let's talk to the girls here just right now. How would you assess the season so far, like your excitement? You're a senior. You've already got your degree. We're going to talk about that for sure. But, like, what excites you about this season so far and upcoming?
Yeah, like Coach mentioned, we're only four games in, and we had an off weekend last week, so I think the last, 9 practices in a row have been really helpful of just kind of getting ourselves back with our feet under us. But I'm really excited mostly because I think that out of all the years I've been here, this is, one of our most dynamic years. The things that we're doing in the pool are changing a lot, and we're trying out new things and running new plays and just working together as a team a little bit differently than we have before in the past. And it's been really fun to see just everybody trying new things and being willing to try that. as we've been at practice and in the game so far.
How many seniors, I forgot to ask you, are on the squad this year?
Oh, man. It is, honestly, I keep getting it mixed up because I've got two girls that are graduating a year early. Like, they've just knocked out their schooling and they're done in 3 years rather than 4 years. So I think we have, what, five graduating now?
I think five will be.
I think it's five, yeah.
And how many girls total on the squad?
On the squad, we have 18 girls on the 18. Squad. Yeah.
Tatum, so I mentioned that you are the school's all-time leading scorer. Do you know how many goals? I didn't write that down. I should have. Bad host here. We're like 170 something. Does that sound about right?
It's up there. I don't keep track.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the number broke it at.
All right, we'll take a break. I'll look in a minute. All right, so we'll get that all squared away. Do you know the exact moment when you scored the goal?
I know it was in our second game on our first weekend. I don't know what goal it was because I didn't know how many I needed left. I was just honestly playing. But yeah, we had been talking a lot about pressing really hard on the perimeter, and I think it might have been off of a perimeter steal to a counterattack, or maybe a steal from one of my teammates at the four spot, and they led me on the counter. So it was fun to put something into play that we had been working so hard at practice and have it kind of be in that moment.
Well, there you go. What a perfect answer, right? She didn't know exactly for sure when she scored the goal, but she's like, I'm in the moment. We got to win this. We got to win this game, right?
Yeah. It was fun. I do remember leaning over to the bench and real quietly, I'm like, hey, by the way, Tatum just broke the all-time scoring record. And all the girls were like, yeah. So it was fun.
All right, Francis, where were you during that moment? Do you remember that?
I was on the bench when Brian turned around. He was like, Tatum just scored the Fresno all-time scoring record. And I was like, yeah. I hugged like my teammate next to me. I was like, yeah, there she goes. It was very exciting. I was very happy for her.
That's great. All right, so let's get to the part where we ask you, how'd you get to Fresno Pacific University? Because you guys are from Washington, from Gig Harbor. And talk a little bit off air about how you got to Fresno Pacific. So, Tatum, like, how did you hear about the school and how'd you get here?
The first time I heard about Fresno Pacific was from a parent on my high school team. His daughter had been at Fresno Pacific and played for Brian. She was still there while I was in high school, and so I'd watch some of their games, and we would turn the projector on as a team back in high school and, you know, watch. Her sister was on my high school team at the time, too, so like a set of sisters watching each other and stuff, so that was cool. And then I think the first time I met Brian was at a holiday camp at Fresno State. I had come down for the weekend to do some, you know, holiday camp training with some people out of my hometown, and then I met Tatum Harrington was the assistant coach at that time, and I had met her at a showcase recruiting camp at Oaks Christian College, or high school, sorry.
Yeah. Francis, how'd you get, was it easy for you, right, following older sister?
Yeah, I kind of did like the normal recruiting where you like send coaches emails and tried reaching out to see like if you're interested in them as an athlete. And then I've met Brian a couple times before. I was even like, I didn't even know if I wanted to play in college at the time when I first met Brian. And then the years went by, and I just reached out, and we started talking back and forth. I talked to some other colleges, and Fresno Pacific was just the best fit for me. It was a great environment, great community, and I loved it, and I was having fun.
I sense a theme with all the shows, right? They're all Fresno Pacific. I love the campus. I love, you know, playing Division II or, you know, all the different aspects of being a collegiate student athlete, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it, Brian?
It is, and I think that's the thing that I love the most is it's a balance. It's not just water polo 365 days a year. It is very much about the holistic experience. So the spiritual experience, the academics, the involvement in on-campus activities in various forms, whether it's with SAC or with student life or different things. And so, and it's a small community. Everybody supports each other. So makes it a lot of fun. And so it really is just a big family. And it's something that I think, you know, I would feel FPU would pride themselves in is just our community and just the, you know, you're not a number there.
Absolutely. Tatum, I'm curious, like when you guys first started to get into water polo, like you start off as swimmers and you're like, hey, we can actually throw a ball in a net and, you know, have fun at team competition, all that stuff. Like, how did you begin playing polo?
Well, I was a swimmer for a very long time. I started swimming, I think, when I was like 8, and I loved it. And then I got to high school, and my high school had a pretty good water polo program. And so I also had done synchronized swimming. And so I knew how to egg beat her from that. And so I think that my background in swimming and synchronized swimming helped me a lot when I picked up water polo in high school after the coaches convinced me to join. Because when you have a background in, you know, swimming and you're not drowning, it's very important when you're trying to learn the skill set of water polo very quickly. And then if you already know how to egg beat her, you already kind of have one more thing that just makes it a little bit easier. So I think that for me, kind of starting late in high school versus a lot of people who are from California who start much earlier, having those backgrounds really helped me be able to just focus on what is the sport of water polo and how do you play it and how do you throw a ball, because I had no idea how to do that, let's be honest. But yeah, so that's kind of how I found it, was just through my high school and their good program.
Did it come natural to you, or is it something you had to work really hard at?
I would say kind of a mixture. I think that just my natural love of being in the water helped it be a little bit more natural. But I honestly, really, if you saw me my freshman year of high school trying to play water polo, you'd be like, that girl is shot putting the ball. What is she doing? So like some of those movements and things that are so unique to water polo, I definitely had to grind out and figure
well,
out.
Well, 7 or 8, however many years later, you're the all-time goal scorer in Fresno Pacific University history. So probably if you got, right? Like you would have shown some video to people your freshman year, like there's no way. There's no way, right? Yeah. All right, Francis, what about you? Like, was it natural for you to jump in the water, you know, with your sister?
Yeah, like Tatum, I started swimming about like 7, like competitive swimming since when I was 7. And then she started water polo, and we had a local club team, which was basically like when the high schoolers were out of season, they'd play with the club team. So I would go play with the junior polo team, and I tried it once, didn't really like it, and then I came back a couple weeks later, and I was like, okay, I kind of like this. And it was really fun. I had a really good coach who taught me all the like the basics, and I just – it was a little hard at the first because I was quite small when I was younger, and but I kind of got it down. And once you get like the basics down, you can work on all like the – like more detailed skills, and once I kind of got that, I just worked on bettering myself at the sport.
So how many different teams were you guys able to play on at the same time, like high school, right, or not?
No, we missed each other in high school by one year, I think.
Played a couple like one-off games together. I played up a couple years from like I moved up into like the 16U when I was still younger. So we got like a few games together, if I remember correctly.
But not many. Yeah, I think we've honestly played, what, 4 games in college now? Might be as many as we'd played together outside of college.
All right, so you arrive to Fresno Pacific, Tatum. Like, did you have like any, I don't know, just like coming to Jesus moments as far as the style of play at the college level? Like, was it something you really had to get used to, you know, playing college water polo compared to high school?
Yeah, I think that it was definitely a big jump from, you know, Washington style water polo is even different than California style water polo. So my freshman year, like my first, COVID happened my freshman year. So we had about 13 games before we got shut down for that. And it was like, I'm little now. And so it was definitely an intensity change, but I really liked it. I can't lie.
Good. I mean, did you get like roughed up a little bit early and then you just learned to be aggressive, or was that already inside of you?
I think like maybe the first game was like, okay, we're going now. And then I was like, yay. Cause I was like, I want to be aggressive.
Yeah. It's go time.
Yeah.
It's go time. Coach, do you find that a lot with freshmen coming in? She mentioned the different styles, right? Mm-hmm. Washington style is different from California style. But for freshmen, what do you see as the biggest adjustment they have to make?
There's a couple of things that really stand out over the years that I see. I think one of them is the speed of the game. The X's and O's are the X's and O's. There's that doesn't vary a whole lot. You can have, you know, little plays, but really it is the pace of the game and how fast you recognize the situations and what's happening, so how fast you process it. And then the other thing is a lot of the athletes coming in from their high school teams, they were one of 2 or 3 that really did everything. And so it was essentially, hey, get Francis the ball and let them play. Hey, get the ball to Tatum, let them play. And that's just how they learned how to play, was just kind of a one-on-one or a two-on-two game. And then when they get to college, now you have all those girls on the same team and you're learning to play a seven-man ball or a six-man ball. Sorry, seven with the goalie, but a six-man game where you're all working together to try to accomplish the same task. It's not just one person doing all the work. And so it's getting on the same page with everybody and learning a full 3-3, you know, offense or a 4-2 offense, and knowing that everybody in the water can get it done. And so, and that just kind of changes the way you view the game. And so that takes a year or two to really kind of figure out and digest all the information that you're taking in and put it all together for yourself.
The girls are nodding their heads. Yes, yes, we understand all of that. Tatum, I want to ask you, like, what's the craziest in the water story you got? Is there something that pops into your mind, like a crazy moment, or maybe, you know, matched up against a girl that was a little wild or something? I don't know.
I think one of my craziest games ever, I left with a black eye and a huge welt on my forehead. And I had come up to Brian in the middle of the game and I'd been like, so this girl's punching me under the water. And he was like, okay. And like, I sat down, and then after the game, he saw my welt and he was like, oh my gosh, she really was punching you. Cause you know, you're so used to like athletes saying like, the grabbing's sure. happening, yeah. The pinching, the punching.
And the coach is like,
totally fair.
You're going to be fine.
But I was like, these are closed fist punches. Like, I haven't really encountered this before, you know? So that was probably one of the craziest games that I've played.
But you survived. Did you win, though?
We did. We went to overtime, and we won, and it was a really good win for us that year.
Yeah.
Francis, you got a story?
I'm trying to think of one, but I've played some. I only have a couple games under my belt in college, but like high school and the club, I've just played some crazy teams who are insanely good or insanely grabby, and it's just like, wow, from different areas mostly, but can't think of anything specific.
All right, Tatum. So you mentioned off air, after you graduate, what, you got to get a big girl job?
That's what I call it.
So what are you looking forward to in the big girl job world?
Well, I got my undergrad in business marketing, and then I'm getting my MBA right now. So I'd really love to go into marketing advising, that area. That area of business has always kind of been the thing that I prefer. I love, in addition, outside of that, I love photography, and I do some jewelry making and stuff. So just kind of maybe pursuing that myself a little bit, just kind of as a little passion project, because it's just something that I love.
That's awesome. That's great. Francis, what do you, I know you're a freshman, so you're still getting used to school and all that stuff, but do you have a major yet, or what are some of your favorite classes?
I'm a criminal justice major, and I'm currently in a criminal law class, which is really interesting, and I've liked it so far, and we're discussing like motives behind crimes right now, and that's really interesting for me, so yeah.
Do you have a favorite like Netflix docu-series on these things, like a 2020 episode or anything wild like that that got you interested in criminal justice?
Well, when I was younger, my grandma would watch Dateline with me. and I was like, yeah, I like this. This is interesting. And I've been obsessed ever since.
There you go. And my wife loves those shows. And I always tease her when I walk in and she's watching the shows. I'm like, thinking of new ways to take me out, right? So you can get the insurance or whatever that is. So it always, yeah. So that's one of our running jokes. All right, couple more minutes here with the girls. Favorite places to eat? Like, do you just grub out? Like, sometimes you play three matches on a mm-hmm. Saturday, right? That's pretty wild to me. Like, afterwards, are you just, like, super hungry? What do you guys normally like to eat?
Fresno honestly has some great places to eat. Personally, like after games, I'm really down for whatever. We kind of do the basics, you know, Pyology habit, you know, whatever. But my personal shout out goes to Sunnyside Diner, right across the street from Sunnyside High School. We try to go every Wednesday morning after practice, and we get breakfast burritos as a little group of whoever can make it for the day. And so, you know, they know our names and they get excited to see us. And
the usual.
They've really helped me get through all the years of college sports. So I appreciate them. So that's my shout out.
That's great. Francis, what about you?
After a long weekend or tournament, I love a good burger, fries, and chocolate milkshake. Doesn't matter where. Usually if we're in California, like we're In-N-Out or up in Oregon, like Burgerville. You know, it's so good.
Did In-N-Out, is In-N-Out up in Washington yet?
No.
Come on, guys. Really?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to miss it if you move back? Or when you go back in summer?
We have a couple good places up locally, okay. So it's not like the biggest miss, but it's like nice to go, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got one more question for Tatum before I let you guys go. Actually, we're going to bring you back, I think, at the very end. On your bio, which I appreciated, I think you might know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
You put your favorite movie as Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Right? That's an American classic right there. So you can't choose Napoleon.
Okay.
But who's your favorite character?
Oh, my goodness. I just love them all. I love Pedro. I love Uncle Rico. I love Deb. I think I can, like, quote that movie. Like, you can get me going, and somehow they just all come back into my brain. But I just love their humor, and just I love when Deb is, like, taking the portraits of Napoleon and Pedro, and I just think that it's so funny. And
how about when Pedro is smashing Summer Wheatley as a pinata?
Yeah, that's a good one too. My dad, this is a funny one. I took an art class my freshman year, and we had to do self portraits, and my self portrait is awful. And so he always tells me that it looks like the drawing that Napoleon did.
The liger?
No, he draws the portrait of the girl to ask her to the dance.
That's right. Okay.
And my dad always tells me that it looks like that. And I'm like, Dad, it's so embarrassing. They hung it in the hall at home, and they won't take it down.
That is awesome. All right, great stuff from you guys. We got to take a break here. Tatum and Francis Benson, thank you guys. We're going to bring you back on later. We got to take a break. And more from the Fresno Pacific University Women's Water Polo Program on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live here at the studio across from Bullard High School. And if you guys want to listen to any of our episodes, you want to go back and listen to this episode, you can go to 790ESPNFresno.com. And they'll be on there under the podcast format. So you could skip all the commercials and listen to all the good stuff. And we always have a lot of fun on this show. The kids at Fresno Pacific University are fantastic. They're well-rounded. They, are having a great experience at the school. They take classes that they're interested in. They meet new people and all that good stuff that is part of the experience of college. So we just heard from a couple of the members of the women's water polo team, sisters, in fact. And we have another pair of sisters. This is amazing. When I got the text from Jim, who was coming on the show for tonight, and he said, we have two sets of sisters. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Can't wait to hear about their stories and what they bring to the university. We got Maggie and Emma Cook, and they are Buchanan grads. So we might talk a little bit about Clovis Unified and Buchanan and their high school experience. And Coach Brian has joined us as well, hanging out. All right. So, girls, you guys got to listen to the other set of sisters, right? I mean, this is fun, right? This is easy. So I want you guys to walk through, like, today's practice. Like, it's still early in the morning. It's not 4:30, right? It's at a decent time when you guys are kind of awake. But kind of walk us through maybe practice this week or what a practice looks like.
Yeah, so this morning we got in. We did a swim set yesterday. So this morning we got in, got straight into our leg warm-up. And then we worked on some technical stuff. And then we got into scrimmage, which was really fun because Emma and I got to play offense and defense on each other, which is a rarity for us. So it was good, and we had fun. And then we were preparing for our games this weekend.
So is it really 9 practices in between your games, right? Did I get that number right? Like, how many practices?
Oh, because we had an off weekend this last weekend. So, yeah, we had 5 practices last week, and then we're at 4 practices this week. We got one more tomorrow. So, yeah, we'll have 9 practices before our game on Friday.
All right, let's be honest here. Do you guys get sick of, like, practicing against each other and beating each other up, and you're ready to, like, go against somebody in a real game?
You know, I really do. Yeah. Yeah, she's by far the hardest person to play against on our team, for me at least. And so, yeah, having a break from playing on her is nice. So I appreciate it.
Coach, you as a coach, right? I mean, you set the practice schedule and you time everything perfectly leading up to the games and scouting reports and all that stuff. But is it kind of hard sometimes when you have a decent gap like that? Is that normal?
It can be. It's
or nine practices.
It can be. It's it just depends on what we need to work on and kind of where we're at. We're so early in the season that we have a lot that we're still working on and a lot that we're still developing. So it wasn't too bad. It's late in the season if we have a big gap like this where, you know, it's kind of hard to fill that time because they really, for the most part, know everything and you're just doing a little bit of conditioning and trying to do some maintenance and keep girls healthy. And so you want to be careful about how hard you go. But this early in the season, it's pretty simple to keep things going and plan things out because we've got a lot that we're still working on right now.
Yeah, it's still early, right? So let's talk about each of these girls here. What do they bring to the pool and out of the pool?
They bring smiles to the pool. They are loved and they just have such a good positive air about them. And they have a great work ethic. Like they just, you know, you give them a swim set, you give them, you know, a drill, you give them something that they need to work on and they just, they get to it and they work hard on it all the time. And so they're great examples in the water. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people to be around. And so it's just a joy to have them around. And, you know, and I think, you know, most of their teammates would say that, say the same, but yeah, they're also physical in the water. It's funny, as nice as they are out of the water and as sweet as they are, they're also a couple of the most physical and dominating ones in the water. And so you wouldn't realize that until you get in the water and you're like, oh, wait a minute, Maggie's kind of mean. So,
but isn't aggressive good?
Yes, it helps out. It benefits. And it's one of those things where it's like, I'm glad she's on my team and I don't have to play against her in the games. So
what are some really like difficult drills that you guys have, right? That maybe, you know, gets you a little bit tougher or drills that you're like, man, I don't know if I could go another minute, but you push yourself through. Are there any drills like that pop in your mind?
For me, it was yesterday's swim set. It was like a 800-yard sprint set, and that was really hard for me. And coach was like, I was deciding if I want to do like the faster, the slower interval. And he's like, I have faith that you can do the faster interval. I was like, okay. And I like did it, and I did fine. I was pushing myself, but just hearing like, okay, like I have faith in you. I was like, all right, I can do it. But for me, it's swimming. Everything else I find great joy and pleasure in, but swimming is not my favorite thing.
Wink, wink, sarcasm, right? Is there a certain drill that you enjoy or is something that's really made you a better water polo player?
Yeah, I would say I completely despise doing it, but it's all the set drill work that we have to do. And Brian knows what I'm talking about with the bungees and the ones those are my favorite, but it's hard work to do. But
I have a special bungee drill for the setters. Yeah. And so, and every time the bungees come out and I set up the cage a specific way, I can see just the blood in their face, just all disappears. And they're like, are we really? And I'm like, yep, we are.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's horrible.
So let's get into some position specific questions, right? I think Brian, when you're on the show last time, you did a great job of explaining to people out there that might not know the idiosyncrasies of water polo and the game. So girls, what position do you play and what's kind of like your, you know, what you have to do in the pool, you know, position wise and strategy wise?
Yeah, so I'm a utility player. So last year I was guarding a little bit and then I was a post up player on the 4-5 side. This year I'm just guarding, which I enjoy. So my job is to like keep the girl from center from getting the ball, and then whenever we go play offense, I'm the person at top, either shooting the ball or I'm the one posting up. So that's kind of my role in the pool.
And I'm the opposite. I'm a center, and so I'm kind of in the middle of it all. And a big part of our offense revolves around where your center is and what side they're facing to, and where drives can run around where you're based on where your center's at. And so so that's my part in all of it.
All right. So where did the love of polo begin? Obviously starting with swimming, right? So like when did you guys really fall in love with the game?
So I started in eighth grade and I did not want to play whatsoever. I had my PE coach at the time was a coach, and she was really involved, and she said, you should come out for it. And I
at Alta Sierra?
At Alta Sierra, yep. Okay. And I detested it. I did not like it. But as I went a few years in and made some friends, then I think it was probably like sophomore, junior year in high school, I was like, oh, I kind of like this. This is kind of fun. And by that time, Maggie was with me then. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was when I started really enjoying it.
Yeah. And I got into it because Emma started playing it. And then my dad joked around and he was like, well, if you start playing it, you can like try to beat her. And I was like, absolutely. That's like my goal in life is to beat my sister. And so then we started playing together and I was like, the first week I was like, I hate this so much. But then I was like, okay, now it's fun. And like once you get over the hump of like, this sucks and conditioning's hard, and then it starts becoming fun and you start finding joy in it. And so I started playing because Emma started playing.
That's heartwarming, right? Yep.
You hear that. It's competition,
you love
right?
To hear that, yeah. Right? All right. So at Buchanan, you guys were able to play with each other for mm-hmm. what, 2 years then? 3 years maybe? On varsity?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was technically 2 years, 1 year on JV together, and then 1 year we played together because I was out with an injury, and then 1 year was our COVID year. So we kind of got shorted too.
That darn COVID year. It keeps popping up in these stories right? With these kids. I keep forgetting you guys were affected by COVID. All right. So, the best pool in Clovis Unified is where and why?
I think we agreed on Clovis West.
Yeah. It's very nice. It's a very nice Olympic complex. It's great.
You guys are going to play there tomorrow? Confirmed?
We are. Yeah, confirmed. We'll be there at 6 p.m. Friday. 6 p.m. Friday. We play there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Tomorrow's Thursday. All right. So how did you guys arrive at Fresno Pacific University? Was it an easy transition? What, your parents mm-hmm. went to Fresno Pacific as mm-hmm. well, right? So was like the Sunbirds on the radar from you guys jumped in the pool, or what did that look like?
You know, they didn't ever like my mom, I don't remember my dad had a sweatshirt, an FPU sweatshirt. I was like, this is a really cool sweatshirt. I like the sweatshirt. But it wasn't until like looking for colleges that FPU kind of popped up like as one that was local. And they were like, by the way, we went there. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that. Okay, thanks for letting us know. But yeah, and then once I expressed interest in attending, they had tons of positive things to say about it. And I think that just kind of furthered my interest in attending school.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm going to go away for college. I'm not following Emma's footsteps. And I was like, I don't want to go to the same school because it's such a small school. I don't want to. I'm like, I'm Emma's little sister. I would be in her shadow. And so I always like resisted going. And then the more I did research into it, I was like, actually, it would be really cool to go to the same school and play water polo with her. And just I started looking at all the different programs. And I was like, okay, this is like a legit university, and this could be a really good opportunity. And so then I was like, okay, Emma, like, is it okay? And when she's like, it was okay, I was like, all right, like, I'll send my email, start the recruiting process. But yeah, initially I was like, I'm never going there. And I ended up there, of course.
Right. I mean, that's a thing, right? You want your own identity, so to speak, but yet this opportunity came mm-hmm. and you seized it, right? So what are some really cool things that you guys love about the university? I mean, you're playing polo, mm-hmm. right? You're with some really great girls.
Right.
But what, like the whole experience, what's something that really stands out to you about the experience?
I think it's great because the school is small, but everyone knows each other and it's a really good community. I'm on the leadership team there, and so I have a really good group of people there, and then I'm able to serve in different opportunities, like have those really cool opportunities to be with people and serve, and yeah, it's just something that I had overlooked, and I'm actually really grateful that I was able to get into those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would, again, like reemphasize the idea of community at FPU. Like, no matter where you've come from, what you're majoring in, anything like that, you're going to find a place at FPU because it's so welcoming and inclusive, mm-hmm. and it's really inviting. Yeah.
You guys have some favorite classes? What's a class that you're like, I can't wait to get there?
I'm a liberal studies major, so a lot of my classes are involved around the classroom and like going in different places. So those I find a lot of fun. Right now I'm in my undergrad, so I have to take courses that aren't usually my favorite. So without being like computer science and
geology,
having to learn. Yeah, not
like
my
that,
favorite
right?
thing ever. Classes. But yeah, so I'm in my liberal studies stuff, which is really good. So anything to be involved in the classroom and like being around other students, I found fun.
Elementary mm-hmm. teaching?
Yeah.
What would be your preferred grade?
See, I like third or fourth grade, but I don't know if I want to do high school. I know for sure middle school is out of the question, but I'm still figuring
junior
that out.
Junior high kids are weird.
Yeah,
I'm around junior high kids all the time.
They're so funny, but
they're funny, weird, quirky, right? You got to have a certain temperament yourself. Mm-hmm. To be able to relate to junior high kids.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right, so elementary, all right, or high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, favorite classes, yeah.
Yeah, so well, currently I'm in the nursing program at FPU, so all of my classes are pretty specialized. But right now I'm really enjoying OB and pediatrics, and so it's a whole new bunch of, it's all new information that I'm kind of getting acclimated to, but I like it a lot and I enjoy it.
So what would be your dream job then?
Right now, I'm thinking more of on the pediatric side, but like OB right now, like it's I'm really enjoying it. So maybe labor and delivery one day, but
wow.
We'll see.
Are you learning something new about the girls? You know all this stuff.
I kind of knew all this stuff. I knew. They're in my office a lot, so we have a lot of good conversations.
All right. So who's somebody or a school that you can't wait to play? Like, you guys have a rival. You're like, man, I can't wait to go against this team. Somebody stand out?
A little bit, yeah. I'm thinking Monterey. It's always a close game with them. Every season I've been here, we've played them. It's been close. And, yeah, it's overall, it's just usually it's a good game. And it feels great when we win and we come out with a solid win. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited to play Concordia. We lost to them last year. We played them twice, and we lost by two every time. And they were really low-scoring games. So it was just, like, a lot of up and down the pool. And I'm like, oh, like, if we had just done this and if we had these people. So I'm excited to play them, and I want to win. So, yeah.
What, Coach, remind us again, like, what league you guys play in and what that looks like as far as even games on the weekend during the week. What does that look like for you?
Water polo is a small world, and so we play everybody from top to bottom, Division 1, 2, and 3. But our conference itself is the WWPA, the Western Water Polo Association, and it's divided into two regions, the East Coast and the West Coast. We're in the West Coast, which is us, Biola, Concordia, and Monterey. Those are the teams on the West Coast. So we play them throughout the season. Then we come together with Salem, Gannon, and McKendree to play a conference championship. And then UC Merced is going to be joining us here in the next year or two as they finish their NC2A transition.
And you guys have playing Fresno State soon?
What's this weekend look like for you guys? Them on Saturday. Yeah, we'll play Fresno State, and we'll play UC Merced on Saturday at Fresno State. And we're excited. It's going to be a good game, and I have a lot of respect for Natalie and what she's doing over there, and always enjoy playing them, and it's a lot of fun.
Natalie's pretty hardcore, isn't she?
She really is. She's something else. It's always great conversations talking with her, and so she's a great person and a great coach.
And she's a really good softball player. I played in this little tournament with her. She could probably do anything.
She's just a great athlete. Yeah. I think she's just that person. Doesn't matter what you put her in. I think she's going to excel because she's just competitive.
Yeah. All right. Let's bring in the other two girls here. We got some questions. And normally, Enzo and Pablo are here, but they're playing tennis and they're swimming this weekend. So they have questions that that they've gathered from student athletes at Fresno Pacific University. And we got questions from last week's guests from the women's tennis team. And we're going to say who those questions came from. And then we're going to ask the questions. We're going to kind of share microphones here. So we got one more question for each of you, and I'm going to say who it's from. So Malia Mitchell has this question for Maggie. What is your favorite moment playing water polo at FPU so far?
My favorite moment so far, I think it was we played UC San Diego a couple weeks ago, and even though we lost, we had a really good, strong game with them. And I remember, like, I passed Emma the ball, and she made this beautiful turn and stepped out, and she shot a high corner shot, and everyone, like, started screaming. So that was a really cool moment to, like, even though, you know, it was competitive, we lost, but it was really fun, and it was a really good game for us. So that stands out recently.
Are they a D1 team?
They're a D1 team.
And you guys hung with them. I saw that score. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, so to Tatum from Dami Paula, how do you balance being an All-American athlete with being a grad student and having basically a full-time job in residence life?
Honestly, my whole life I've been a busy gal. I live by my Outlook calendar. My friends make fun of me because they'll be like, do you want to hang out? And I schedule it into my Outlook calendar. So if you personally are ever anybody who's listening struggling with your schedule and balancing things, commit to your Outlook calendar. It'll save you in the long run.
Wow, she says that like a professional. That was amazing.
She's a businesswoman. Yeah,
that is a businesswoman. All right. From Francis from Halle Faraday. Do water polo players eat before games? Is it healthy eating? If so, what is your pregame meal?
Well, I know it's kind of personal on a like personal basis, like depending on like if like your stomach can handle it. I like eating before games, and I always have like a sushi roll from like a Safeway or like a local grocery store, and that's like my go-to. Like, I need some extra food.
It's bold.
Yeah. Actually, one more thing. And then my dad always buys me a chocolate cake pop from Starbucks before games. Awesome. And it's like my little good luck charm. So Tatum's been starting to buy me chocolate cake pops too.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, does Tatum know about this?
I've become the chocolate cake pop dealer.
All right. We got a couple minutes here. From Margarita Munoz to Emma, what is it like to share the pool with your sister?
I personally love sharing the pool with Maggie. When she does something like jaw-dropping, I'm so excited for her, and I love watching her grow and do amazing things every day, at every game.
Thanks, Emma. That's awesome. All right, Coach Sam to Coach Brian, what is your fondest memories from all your coaching years at FBU?
Oh my gosh, that's, you just unlocked 25 years of memories here. 17 of those at Fresno Pacific. So, man, I didn't have time to think about this. I didn't realize this was coming. So, fondest memory. I'm going to have to backtrack away. There was a year we played Sonoma at home and our women's team, and it was a tight game. We had lost to them by about 3 or 4 goals earlier in the season, and we were playing them at home. And we had a comeback win, literally buzzer beater. One of our girls got a steal on the perimeter and countered down, saw the clock counting down at about 7 meters, pulled up, and just rifled the ball and skimmed it right past the goalie to win the game. And it was just such an iconic moment for the girls and the team that year. And actually one of the girls that was playing was the daughter of the father that helped recruit Tatum. And so that was a fun memory and a good game.
That's awesome. All right, we got to wrap things up here. Thank you guys for coming on. If you want to know all the great things that's happening at Fresno Pacific University, go to their website. Everything is listed there. I had a ton of stuff that I wasn't able to get to, so go check that out. Thank you guys for coming on. This was a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, go Birds.
Go Birds.